This year has been dedicated L'chavad HaRav Akiva V'dina Westreich V'yalidei Beisam Yehi Ratzon Sheyizku L'Toyra U'L'Hatzlacha V'Nachas L'Oirach Yomim V'Shanim Toivim V'Noyim.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Chulin Daf Mem Hei. The Gemara here on the Amid Beis discusses the halachas of treifas, and specifically the halacha of the treifa of damage that happened to the spinal cord. What happens if the spinal cord of the animal was damaged? How much, how bad would it have to be rendered a treifa? And the Gemara says all different tishurim. There's roiv, a hole. The Gemara then says, Amar Yambe Babachano, Amar Yabbi Yeshua Ben Levi. Rabbi Baba Chana says in the name of Yeshua Melevi, Nismarich Pasul, Nismasmeis Pasul. If it got soft, it's Pasul. If it got like melted, it's Pasul. Now the question is, what does it mean? It got soft, what does it mean? It got melted. And the Gemara gives Shiurim Memhamracha. Soft means that it's pourable, it became like a liquid, it decayed and it's like pourable like a liquid. And Masmasa means that it's not able to stand. It's not able to stand up. Boy, if Yirmiyah has a sofik, says the Gemara, what's the halacha if the only reason why the spinal cord can't stand is because it's too heavy? It's theoretically not decayed so much, it's just that it's very heavy, and that's the only reason why it can't stand up. Is that also a trefa or not? And that the Gemara answers, Teku. The Gemara, as we have throughout Shas many, many times, the Gemara does not resolve the question. The Gemara does not give an answer. The Gemara remains with the question, and the Gemara says, Teiku. Comes Rashi, and Rashi says, I believe Rashi only says this in two places in Shas, earlier in this Masechta and Daf Lamed Amid Beis, and right over here, Teiku v'chol Teiku di Yisuri l'chomra. And every single Teiku of Isser, we have to be Machmer. And I believe that Rashi seems to indicate an important halacha with the way Rashi says. Simply, Rashi is saying that since the Gemara ends off with a suffix, with a question, without resolving the question, so we have to be Machmer. But I think we could really learn from Rashi a halacha, which is a big discussion in the Rishonim. And with that, I would like to go and discuss in this year concepts of how we deal, what does teiku mean, and what are the ramifications of teiku. As I said, throughout Shas we have this many times, and so this is really a klaliistic ashir, a shir that could be generalized for many, many other Gemaras. The first question is, so how do we deal with a question that the Gemara ends off with a question? If the Gemara remains with a question, so how do I paskin at the end of the day? So when it's a discussion of a shaila of Issa Dayaisa, perhaps a biblical prohibition involved, so then, of course, we have to be machmer. If the Gemara was unclear, was unsure if we could be lenient, so how could anyone later come and be lenient when it's a question of Dayaisa? We know that there's a general rule, Safik Dayaisa L'chumra, if there's a doubt pertaining to a biblical prohibition, we have to go l'chumra, we have to be stringent. The question comes when it's a discussion of a derabbanon, when it's only dealing with a prohibition that's a rabbinic prohibition, so then what do I do when it's a teiku, when the Gemara ends off with teiku, the Gemara does not resolve the question. So then usually we have a rule, sofek derabbanon l'kula. When it's a question, a doubt, pertaining to a rabbinical prohibition, we could be lenient. What do I do when the Gemara ended off with teiku, when the Gemara ended off without resolving the question? So many Rishonim dealt with this question. And the seemingly most Rishonim understand that when the Gemara ends off take, when it's a question of a derabbanon, we could be lenient. For starters, the Rif says like that in a tshuva and Simon Reis Tavi Aleph, that he says, Dinoi kedin teiku b'derabbanon lekulu b'derayis lechomra. He's talking about a halacha of a menuda, that the Gemara does not resolve the question, and he says it's like any place where the Gemara ends off with teiku, that whenever it's a question of a rabbinical prohibition, we could be meiko. If it's the Raisa, we're machme, if it's the Rabbana, we're meiko. And the truth is that it's not only the Rif in Achuva, the Rif in Mesechta Moikon in Halachis, and in Brachis, in Davov, from Dafi Arif, it's Mavur like that, and from Arif in Mesechta Shabbos like that, and it would come out from all these places in the Rif that it's clear that the Rif holds that whenever it's a Derabbanon, we could be Meiku, and the Gemara ends off with a Teiku. And the truth is, there's really a Tshuvas HaGeoinim that says like that in Shari Tshuvas Simen Lamed Vav, and the Rambam Perikhes in Hilchas Brachas Halach Yud Aleph also is going on the Gemara in Brachas Daf Yud Beis and goes Lekula, and apparently the Rambam also is like the Rif. Rambam and Rif both are of the opinion that whenever it's a Derabbanan you can be Meikel. And the Rosh, the truth is the Rosh is also Mavur like that of Avir and Brachas in that same Sugya, also in Chulin and the Gemara in Daf Yud Zayin Amad Aleph. And we have many, as we said, the Rif, the Rambam, the Rosh, which are the basic Rishonim that the Beis Yosef follows, that if they all say one way, certainly the Beis Yosef follows them, and they all say that when it's a Derabbanon, and it's Teiku, then we go Lekula. However, there are Rishonim that disagree. For example, the Yireyim, in Simen Reish Yud Zayin, he says, Kabbalah biyodeinu, it's a Kabbalah in our hands, kol Teiku di Yisur Afidu b'Derabbanon l'chomra. Any Teiku that pertains to Isser, even if it's the Rabbanon, we go l'chumrah. He says, v'shamati shekein piyosh harach, he says he heard that that's what the Rabbeinu Chananel said, and there's really Agoyis Maimini that says that that's what Das HaGoinim is. There's a Issa V'heta in the name of the Smag that says like that, and there's a Chavis Yoyer, it's Mitzadi Dalit, they want to bring a Raya to that. There are definitely Rishonim that are of the opinion that even by the Rabbanon, even when it's a rabbinical prohibition, and the Gemara ends off with Teiku, we have to be Machmer. So what's the Halacha? So before we get to what the Halacha is, I think, going back to what we said before, the Rashi, it would seem that Rashi also is like the opinions that we have to be Machmer. The way Rashi says, kol teiku di yisur lechumra, any teiku of Isser is to be lechumra. And Rashi said, any Isser. Rashi is mashma, there's no difference between whether it's a rabbinical prohibition or a biblical prohibition. Either way, if it's an Isser, if it pertains to Isser, we have to be machmer. The stimus of Rashi wrote very clear, concise, short, and you can be medayik very much in Rashi, and it would seem that Rashi follows those opinions that even if it would be derabbanan, if it's Isser, even derabbanan, we have to be machmer. So what's the halacha? As you can imagine, like we said before, the Rif, the Rambam, the Rosh are all of the opinion that when it's a take, when it is a derabbanan, we're meiko. And as such, the Beis Yosef follows his dictum that we follow those Rishonim, and since they, though all those days are Mekel, so therefore the Beis Yosef in numerous places in Erechaim Simen Reish Tes, in Erechaim Simen Tov Lamed Zayin, in Erechaim Simen Kof Samach Beis, in Erechaim Simen Reish Nun Gimel, in many places the Beis Yosef says that when it's a Sofik of the Gemara ends off with a Sofik or Teiku, even if it's a Derabbanon, if it's only rabbinical, then we go Lekula. However, the pre-Chodosh, you know, Yerdeis Melamis of Kotten Beis and Simikuf Yud, Klolis Vexfekis of Kotten Hay, says that if the Gemara had a Sofik and the Gemara did not answer the Sofik, that's not considered a Sofik. And since it's not a Sofik, it's like a Vadai to be Machmir. He disagrees with the Beis Yosef. He disagrees with the Beis Yosef that even if it's only a Derabbanon, if the Gemara does not answer the Sofik, we have to be Machmir, and he adds a reason. Aye, we know all over that Sofik Derabbanon Lekula. The reason is because this is not considered a Sofik. The Pritayar, he wrote a whole sefer and to argue on the Pri-Chadash. Right there, he disagrees with the Pri-Chadash. And it would seem that that's the halacha, I mean, like the Beis Yosef goes, and like the most Rishonim are, that by Sofik of the Gemara, we go Likula when it's a Derabbanon, not like what the Pri-Chadash says. There's a Karben Esano that says another type of reason why, how it's possible that even though it's only a Derabbanon and we say Safik Derabbanon Lekula, that we should say, but if the Gemara ends off with Teiku, we should be Machmer. He says so in the name, this is in Perakama de Beya Simon Chavdala, the Karben Esanal says that since if Ashi and his generation who finished off the Talmud, they ended off with the Gemara, with the Teiku, they meant to say that it should remain a Safik Isser. They were saying, in essence, the Gemara was telling you, you could never answer this question, and in other words, they're telling you to be Machmer. Now that he says in the name of the Rif and the Rosh is a little schwer, like we said, but the idea, the concept of why we have to be Machmer could be a valid explanation for the Rishonim that Taka say like that. And the Chayra, this should be the Halacha, that the Baal, the Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam all say the take of the Gemara, we go Lekula, and however, it's not, that would be the opinion of the Mechaber. The Maiso, the Rabboni Ashkenaz, there's a Darche Moshe and a Marshal, that they always disagree with this rule of the Beis Yosef. And they don't necessarily follow that just because the Rif, Rambam, and Rosh went one way, that therefore they pass in that way. And therefore, according to them, it wouldn't be so simple to follow the Beis Yosef and to follow the Rif, Rambam, and Rosh. And perhaps we have to know what's going to be the halacha according to the, for the Ashkenazim. So that, this does seem to be a little bit of a question, what Ashkenazim should do, and I'm not going to go further as far as that, how Ashkenazim should do in this year. I'm not going to go any further how Ashkenazim should follow. Each shayla should be dealt with individually. Here onward, I would like to discuss, what does it mean, teiku? So the most pashat of pshat in teiku is, teiku means that it should stand, like teikum, ta'amoyu, the Gemara means that it should remain with a question. However, there's a very famously, there's achroinim, there's a chido, in Sefer Shem HaGdoilim, there's a shlach kodesh, and others that say that teiku is a rashi tevis. Teiku is a rashi tevis, tishpi, yitaritz, kushis, viboyis. The Eliyahu tishpi, Eliyahu novi, Eliyahu tishpi, will one day come, and he will answer these questions. It's a Rosh HaTevis again, Tishpi Yetaretz Kushyus V'Ibolyos. The problem, or the question that's asked on this Pshat, is, it's asked by the Medechido, in the Sefer Pesach Inayim in Gittin Dav Zayin, that L'Choyra, how is it possible the Gemara remained with questions, and the Gemara says that Eliyahu HaNavi will answer them? If the Gemara itself tells us that there were Eliyahu HaNavi appeared to numerous Amiroim, different Amiroim had Gidri Eliyahu, so if it's true that Eliyahu HaNavi is able to answer all the questions, so why didn't these Amiroim ask Eliyahu HaNavi these questions and let Eliyahu HaNavi answer them? How is it possible the Gemara remained with questions and people in the times of the Gemara saw Elio and they didn't get the answers at that time? So the Chidah over there in Pesach Inayim, he brings down a Gilyan Toisvis. It sounds like it's somebody that's one of the Bali Toisvis, just that it wasn't printed in the Gemara, and he had it in Ksav Yad, he had it in from a manuscript. And he says over there that there's two Elio Anovis. The Gilyan Toisvis says there are two different people Elio Anovi. There's one Elio Anovi that appeared to peep to Gdoilim in all different generations. And that Elio HaNovi is not Elio HaTishbi, who's going to be able to answer the questions in Achas HaYomim. But later on, in Achas HaYomim, we'll have a different person that will be Elio HaNovi, and he will answer all the questions that are not resolved in the Gemara. Now, the Chidah says that it's a very shver answer. The Chayra, if the Gemara says Elio HaNovi is only one person. And the same Elio HaNovi that appeared to the Amirayim is the same, and different Gdoili Adoyers throughout generations, is the same Elio HaNovi that's going to come, La'asalavoy, and tell us about the Gula, and tell us the answers to all these questions. However, there is a Chidah in one place that says, like this, Saw brought down in the name of the Chidah that he says, we could say similar to what the Gilyan Taisus says, perhaps this is really what the Gilyan Taisus means, that there's different Bechinois to Elio HaNovi. It's the same person, Elio HaNovi. But when Elio HaNovi appeared to the Amirayim, he appeared in a certain bechina, in a certain form. In that form, he was not able to answer the questions. The form in which Elio HaNovi will be able to answer all the questions of the Gemara, that form he's only going to appear in La'asalavai. And that answers this question, how is it possible that the Gemara ends off with the question, even though Amirayim saw Elio HaNovi? Maybe Bizoiche, and Bikori Biyameinu, to have Elio HaNovi come and answer all of these questions that the Gemara ends off with Teiku.
The Daf Yoimi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.